I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
This is Caps PA announcer Wes Johnson, and you're listening to Board the Pod.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new edition of What the Puck. It is a Washington Capitals podcast, and that means it's a podcast about your 2018 Stanley Cup champions. Thank you all for listening to us on all of your favorite podcast platforms, especially Overcast, and we are a proud member of the Fans First Sports Network. Well, it has been a crazy week here for the Washington Capitals, a very good week up until this past game Thursday night against the Toronto Maple Leafs. The Capitals are officially in the postseason as we speak. They are in the second wild card spot with their eyes set on the Philadelphia Flyers in third for the Metro. So lots of crazy things happening in Caps world, but not joining me as always is Coach Dan. He is taking some much needed R&R this week, so he will not be here. It will just be me talking to you guys about what's going on in Caps world. So, let's talk about it. The Capitals, they were winning up until they were up against Toronto in the past week or so. They're chasing the Philadelphia Flyers. They're hoping to hit that third spot in the Metro. Who would have thought? I remember myself bringing this up and saying, this might be it for the Caps. You know, if they don't win this weekend against this team or that team, then that's it. That's it for them. That's the season. We're going to move on. Let's worry about the next season. But here we are. It's the end of March. We are almost into April. It's Easter weekend coming up. And here we are talking about the Caps and meaningful hockey. Some big games coming up. And I did not see that coming whatsoever. The Caps had a lot of fun this week. I want to say that the game on Friday night that was up against the, was it Friday night? I think it was Friday night, wasn't it? Yeah, it was Friday night. Up against the Carolina Hurricanes was some of the most fun I've had watching the Capitals in a long, long time. It was a good game for Caps fans, having Yevgeny Kuznetsov back in the building. He was there doing his Yevgeny Kuznetsov things. Him and Ovechkin were getting into it, and you know, stoppage of play. Ovi tripped up Kuzi. It was fun to see those guys kind of horsing around again and having a good time. But it was back and forth and back and forth. It was a score of 7-6 in a shootout. Usually when your team allows 6 goals, you're not the team that's going to win. But the Capitals were able to come back and win that game 7-6 in the shootout. They looked really good. It was a great game to watch on TV. It had to have been a blast being there. The crowd sounded so incredibly loud. I think that's really a big thing that has been missing as well, is that the Capitals fan base hasn't been there. You know, there's a lot of turmoil going around where the Capitals are going to play. I think all of that has been decided. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But the Caps, the fans just, you know, they haven't had a reason to cheer. And it's better for everybody when the Caps are winning. It's better for the fan base. It's better for the team. It's better for the ownership. When the Caps are winning, fans are happy. They're loud. They don't want to sit on their hands. And that game on Friday night against the Carolina Hurricanes, there was something to cheer for everybody. If you're a big fan of a lot of goals, you got that. If you're a big fan of some goalkeeping or defense or whatever, you got a little bit of that. And it was a blast to watch. And then the Capitals, of course, had the Winnipeg Jets in. They were able to win that on Sunday, 3-0. That was a big game as well, if you're a Caps historian, because it was the celebration of TJ Oshie's 1,000 games played in the NHL. He achieved this goal a couple weeks ago when they were in Vancouver, and he reached that 1,000 game mark, but this was the celebration. It was supposed to be, I believe, it was supposed to be last week, but Oshie was hurt and he was pulled from the game, and they delayed the celebration to Sunday. And it was great. Joe Beninati, of course, was the MC. It was great to hear what Joe had to say about everything. It was awesome to see TJ Oshie's family on the ice, get to see all his kids, and some players celebrated, you know, TJ Oshie. We got to see Ovi and Carlson there celebrating their teammate. Tom Wilson, unfortunately, can't play because he was suspended, but he was there to give TJ Oshie some flowers. And then we saw Nicky Backstrom, the return of Backstrom to the ice. When they announced Nick Backstrom was going to be there, that place just got so loud. It was so good to hear everybody cheering on Nick Backstrom. I think everyone was surprised to see him, but it was so good to see Nick Backstrom back in the building. He's dearly missed out there on the ice. He's missed by the fan base. What an electricity that guy brings. And that Sunday game was a little slow to begin with. It was a 3-0 win, and it really didn't show up until the third period. But it was a good game, and they were able to come away with 2 points against Winnipeg. And then they welcomed the Detroit Red Wings. This was one of those elusive 4-point games that we always talk about. These 4-point games, you get 2 points, you keep 2 points away from the team that is currently chasing you. You know, you want to get ahead of them a little bit. And the Capitals were able to secure that with an OT win. And I'm going to start calling him. I know that there's a different name for what the players call him. They call him Jordan because he always wants to take the shot. I'm going to call Dylan Strome. I almost called him Daniel Strome. I have been doing that for as long as he has been a Capital. I don't know how I'm going to stop myself. But Dylan Strome, I think we should be calling him Showstopper Strome. Now, you guys know I'm a big wrestling fan. I talk about that all the time. And I just think about that. You know, the Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels is also known as the Showstopper. That's Dylan Strome, Showstopper. Showstopper Strome. He's taking these shots on net, and he wins it in OT. He was set up by Henrik Lapierre. Lapierre doing everything he can to show you that he's a full-time NHLer next year and that he wants to be in the playoffs at the NHL level this year. And it looks like they're going to be able to do that. But the Caps were able to get ahead a little bit in the standings. Luckily, this loss against the Toronto Maple Leafs, which again, 5-1, last week was 7-3, Maple Leafs. These guys just, the Capitals don't like to win against this team, and they like to lose by a lot of points. They don't know how to score on these on the Maple Leafs, and they don't know how to stop the Maple Leafs. So it's been a rough one against Toronto this year, but the Capitals don't secure any points on Thursday night, unfortunately. But luckily, the Detroit Red Wings, last I checked, were losing pretty badly to Carolina, and the Philadelphia Flyers were losing to Montreal. So I don't know if that has changed since I started recording this podcast, but this 2-point loss shouldn't hurt the Capitals too badly. If you look ahead towards April, let me do that right now. We have another one against Carolina in Carolina on April 5th. That should be a fun game again, because these two teams just love to play against each other. The pesky Penguins are on April 4th, but they're just doing so poorly. Hopefully that could be 2 points. Another big four-point game could be on April 9th against the Detroit Red Wings. And then they close out the season on April 16th against the Philadelphia Flyers. That Philadelphia Flyers game, the very last one of the season, could be a huge, 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 huge game for the Capitals. It could be making the playoffs, not making the playoffs. It could be third, fourth spot in the Metro. That last game really could be for the whole kit and caboodle. That's going to be a big one. We have to keep an eye on what they're doing and what the Capitals are doing moving forward for the next two and a half weeks. But that game against the Flyers on the 16th, that is going to be one. Circle that one, Caps fans. April 16th, circle that one. Make sure you're going to be watching, because that one really could be telling us where these Capitals are going to be in the standings, who they're going to be playing. It all could come down to that final game of the season. Other news that came out this week, it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate it has to happen, but it's good that it's happening. But Ethan Bear, who joined the Capitals around Christmas time, entered the player assistant program. Now, we don't know why. We don't know what's going on. It's not our place to judge, or it's not our place to question. But we saw this happen with Yevgeny Kuznetsov earlier this season. Ethan Bear, obviously, is having some personal issues. And he decided to take the NHL's offer of the player assistance program, and he entered the player assistance program. So this is a good thing for Ethan Bear, the person. This is a good thing for Ethan Bear, the player. I wish him nothing but the best moving forward. It's been a rough season for Ethan Bear as a Washington Capital. He kind of came in and I don't really know if anybody knew what to expect from him. I thought he did okay. But he really wasn't lighting the world on fire. You know, Spencer Carberry benched him a couple times. He had to sit in the press box. Obviously, things weren't clicking. But Ethan Bear, he's having some issues. He needs to take some time away from the game. We're all going to respect that. And he is going to get the help he needs. So it is a it's a very good thing for Ethan Bear to enter this program and get the help he needs. And in his absence, the Washington Capitals recalled Vincent Iorio from the Hershey Bears, along with Matthew Phillips, who is a forward. But Vincent Iorio will get his chance at the big league level, see what he can bring to the team in Ethan Bear's absence. So that's going to be a big one. Now let's talk a little bit about Ted Leonsis. He officially is staying in Washington, D.C. at the Capital One Arena in Chinatown, at Gallery Place. The mayor and Ted Leonsis signed a new agreement. DC will be spending $515 million on upgrades to the arena and the community around the arena. Now, this has been an ongoing saga all over the place. You know, there was the big press conference in Virginia about the new Potomac Yard, and then things didn't work out there. And then DC was threatening, saying you can't get out of your contract. And then there was news last week that Ted Leonsis was talking to Governor Wes Moore of Maryland, where they wanted to put that. But as the Virginia deal completely fell apart earlier this week, Ted Leonsis and Washington, DC were able to come up with an extra $15 million of the final deal that DC had given Ted of $500. They were able to bump that up to $515 million to spend on the arena and the surrounding area. And Uncle Teddy said, hey, this looks good. We're going to go with this. So Ted Leonsis signed his name. The Capitals will officially be staying in Washington downtown until 2050. I think this is best for all parties. Yes, I would have loved for the Capitals to come a little bit closer to Baltimore, selfishly, because that's where I live. It would have been great to have a team in Baltimore and using the new renovated CFG Arena. However, they're the Washington Capitals. I know they don't want to move anywhere. The Virginia deal, while it looked like a great venue and it was going to, you know, revolutionize that area of Virginia, I knew a lot of Maryland people that were not happy about driving to Virginia for a game, going through DC, using the Metro for that. And They're the Washington Capitals. I think they should be in downtown D.C. It's convenient. It makes sense for everyone. If you really do want to be a part of the DMV, should be right there, smack dab in the middle of D.C. You know, it's more of an event, really, if you think about it, going to a game, especially if you are a guy like me living in Baltimore and out of towner of Washington. You know, you travel down to Silver Spring or something like that. You hop on the metro, you come out of Gallery Place, and boom, there you are. You're right underneath the arena. It's in the fabric of the District of Columbia that's where the Wizards and the Capitals play. So I think everybody is happy. Everybody got what they wanted at the end of the day. Team staying there. Teddy gets his renovations. Everything's hunky dory. Everything as it should be until 2050, and then maybe they'll talk about it again. But we don't have to worry about that. It's 2024. We got plenty of time to worry about the next step for the team. But officially, the Washington Capitals staying in Washington D.C. So congrats to them. I think that's pretty much it for what's been going on in Caps world. Hopefully, I didn't miss anything in Coach Dan's absence. Doing my own notes. He's not. Tell me what I missed or didn't miss or anything like that. But I think the Capitals are really good right now. They are playing some of their best hockey. If you're going to get hot at some point in the season, why not be in March and April? That's the best time to get hot and get ready to play. So the Capitals are doing all the right things. Spencer Carberry and his system seem to finally be clicking. And I don't think it's any secret that the fact that Yevgeny Kuznetsov is no longer in that locker room, things are starting to click. I love Kuzi. I love what he's brought to the team, love what he brought to the community in DC, but obviously something wasn't clicking with Spencer Carberry's system. And the fact that Yevgeny Kuznetsov has moved on, he's in a better place. Everybody's happy. It's worked out for everyone. It's a good thing. And it's a good thing when you can just move on and not have to deal with that kind of stuff. But this is it for what's going on in Caps World. I'm going to take a quick break, and then I'll be back with Down on the Farm.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
All right, everybody, here we go. We're going down on the farm. We are talking about the Hershey Bears and the South Carolina Stingrays and a little bit of collegiate news as well. The Bears went 2-1 since last week with two wins against Cleveland in Cleveland and one loss against Providence. The duo of Hunter Shepard and Clay Stevenson have set a new Bears single-season record with 11 combined shutouts. Season isn't even over yet. The Bears are currently number one in the Atlantic and in the entire AHL with 97 points. The South Carolina Stingrays went 1-2 since last week with a loss to both the Orlando Solar Bears and, let me see if I can say this correctly, the Trois-Rivières Lions. That was fun. And one win against the Lions as well. The Stingrays are currently 6th in the Eastern Conference and 9th in the league. In prospect news, Ryan Leonard and Boston College have earned their spot in the NCAA Frozen Four tournament and are the number one seed. BC will be taking on Michigan Tech in the opening round of the tournament on March 29th at 2 p.m. on ESPNU. So if you guys want to check out some Ryan Leonard, the guy I think is going to make a big splash for the Capitals down the road, now is your chance. All right, that's it for what's going on down on the farm. We're going to take another quick break, and then we'll be around the NHL and beyond. All right, everybody, here we go. Let's talk about what's going on. Let's talk about what's going on around the NHL and beyond. Arizona has officially been eliminated from contention for the Stanley Cup. When the Vegas Golden Knights gained a point in the 5-4 overtime loss to the Nashville Predators on Tuesday, that wiped away any sort of hope Arizona had to making the playoffs. So, unfortunately, Arizona will not be playing in the playoffs this year. In women's hockey news, the Women's World Championship Tournament starts next week on April 3rd in Utica, New York. Make sure you set your DVRs to watch all of their games on the NHL Network. Congratulations to the Ohio State University. Their women's hockey team were crowned the champions of the Frozen Four tournament this past Sunday with a 1-0 win over Wisconsin in the finals. Speaking of the Frozen Four tournament, the men's bracket has officially been announced and play has already started. Like I mentioned earlier, Boston College is the number one overall seed. The other number one seeds in order include Boston University, Denver, and Michigan State. The tournament started today on March 28th. I got to watch a little bit of the BU game. And the championship game is going to be on April 13th. That's what's going on around the world of hockey. And that's it for the show this week. Everybody, I hope you enjoyed this solo show. We definitely miss Coach Dan. Let's bring him back next week, shall we? I think we should welcome him back with open arms. We miss him and everything that he brings to the show. So if you want to follow me on X, that's right. I got no one to bug about what to call it, X or Twitter. But if you want to follow me on X, you can follow me on X at Brando Cash. Make sure you follow the show on Facebook, facebook.com/whatthepuckpod. Like us over there. Whenever a new show comes out, you'll be the first to know. Then be social with the show. Write us an Apple Podcast review. Rate us over on Spotify. Let everybody know. Say, I'm a Washington Capitals fan. I listen to What the Puck, and you should too. So let's go over the games until we talk again. On March 30th, Saturday night, the Capitals welcome the Boston Bruins to town. They'll be in D.C., where the Bruins will be playing the Capitals until 2050. That game is at 7 o'clock, and you can watch that one on Monumental Sports Network. And then we're going to start off April strong. On Tuesday, the Capitals travel to Buffalo up against the Sabres. That game is at 7 o'clock, and you can watch that one on the Monumental Sports Network. So that is pretty much it for the show this week. Everybody, say it loud, say it proud. Let's go, Caps!
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by DJ Wolfman. Voiceover by Sarah Jacks. For more information, go to brandocash.com.